This is an Audio Holdings production.
Ride the Lightning by John Lutz. Read by Jerry Orbach. A slanted sheet of rain swept like a scythe across Placid Cove Trailer Park. For an instant, an intricate web of lightning illuminated the park. The rows of mobile homes loomed square and still and pale against the night, reminding Nudger of tombs with awnings and TV antennas. He held his umbrella at a sharp angle to the wind as he walked, putting a hand in his pocket to pull out a scrap of paper and double-check the address he was trying to find in a maze of trailers. Finally, at the end of Tranquility Lane, he found number 307 and knocked on its metal door. "I'm Nudger," he said when the door opened. For several seconds, the woman in the doorway stood staring out at him, rain blowing in beneath the metal awning to spot her cornflower-colored dress and ruffle her straw-blonde hair. She was tall but very thin, fragile-looking, and appeared at first glance to be about 12 years old. Second glance revealed her to be in her mid-twenties. She had slight crow's feet at the corners of her luminous blue eyes when she winced as a raindrop struck her face, a knowing cast to her oversized, girlish, full-lipped mouth and slightly buck teeth. Her looks were hers alone. There was no one who could look much like her, no middle ground with her. Men would consider her scrawny and homely, or they would see her as uniquely sensuous. Nudger liked coltish girl women. He catalogued her as attractive. "Hoo-wee," she said at last, as if seeing for the first time beyond Nudger. "Ain't it raining something terrible?" "It is," Nudger agreed, "and on me." Her entire thin body gave a quick, nervous kind of jerk as she smiled apologetically.
"I'm Holly Ann Adams, Mr. Nudger, and you are getting wet, all right. Come on in."
She moved aside, and Nudger stepped up into the trailer. He expected it to be surprisingly spacious.